أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن خلقهن العزيز العليم الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وجعل لكم فيها سبلا لعلكم تهتدون والذي نزل من السماء ماء بقدر فأنشرنا به بلدة ميتا كذلك تخرجون والذي خلق الأزواج كلها وجعل لكم من الفلك والأنعام ما تركبون لتستووا على ظهوره ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم إذا استويتم عليه وتقولوا سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون وجعلوا له من عباده جزءا إن الإنسان لكفور مبين صدق الله العظيم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کمانز نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور رادہ ہائپتھیٹیکلی اللہ تبارک و تعالی سٹیج ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض او محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم if you ask them that is the disbelievers من خلق السماوات والأرض who has created the skies and the earth ليقولن خلقهن العزيز العليم they will certainly say that العزيز the almighty العليم the all knowing Allah had created all of it. From here we will understand that despite the polytheists had believed in multiple gods, they believed that there was helpers and assistants to Allah, partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet they believed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had created the skies and the earth, and hence this much is there that they had acknowledged that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Khaliq. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the beautiful qualities of Allah, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرُضَ مَهْدَى, that Allah that created for you the earth a cradle. In that, a cradle is a source of comfort for a little child. Like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this earth a means of comfort. Comfort in many aspects, insofar as the material aspects of this world is concerned. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from this earth, Allah has given us each and every different sustenance that we require. Over and above that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it comfortable for us to walk on it, to lie on it, and hence in many ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it a means of comfort. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا, and in this earth Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made for you many paths, paths through the mountains, through the valleys, so that man can travel from one place to the other. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you may find your way through this earth, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this as a great form of a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala had granted man. If we just think about it, if Allah created this earth such that we could not move from one place to another, and we were born and we had to remain in the same place for the rest of our life, that would have been a very miserable and a very difficult life for the human. وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that Zaat, He is that being that send down the rains from the skies, biqadarin, in fixed measures. And here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that Allah Rabbul Izzah did not send so much of rain on this earth that each and every place would have pooled up and puddled up. And again, on a daily basis, we all had to swim out of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends usually that amount of water that is sufficient for this earth to absorb that water. That water soaks into this earth, wherever rivers are, wherever mountains are, wherever streams are, etc. That water gets into them and those waters reach the people that it is supposed to reach. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how precise Allah Rabbul Izzat is in every aspect of it. And again, it is a different thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes withholds the rains because of our sins, our disobedience to Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا, and through this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala livens up the dead earth. The earth is dead And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala livens it through this water. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that each time we see something sprout out from the ground, a blade of grass, or whether it is a little plant, remember that that is how we are also going to be brought forth, and we are going to be extracted from this ground and brought up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created in pairs each and everything. Sometimes we'll find, insofar as humans, insofar as animals are concerned, we will find pairs, and from that pairs we'll find procreation. Sometimes we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating opposites, the night and the day. And in that way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us again a very, very different form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ Then man needs two different modes of transport, or needed two different modes of transport in the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He created for you the boat. And again, although man himself may create it, man may himself may manufacture it, but he will always do so from the materials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And again, we go back to history. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that showed and directed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam how to create the boat. Many a commentator have stated that here the boat is not just significant of the boat in itself, but it signifies every other man-made mode of transport that could be found. Wal an'am, and then from beasts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made different modes of transport, the horses, the camels, etc. All that has been a great ni'mat of Allah, ma tarkabun, which you ride, litastawu ala zuhurihi, so that, O insan, you may be seated straight up on the backs of these animals. And when you are seated on these animals, think of something that each animal could have had, such qualities like that of carnivores, you would have never been able to go close to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as huge as these animals are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subdued them, Allah subjugated them, Allah gave them that energy, that strength, that understanding that they must be submissive to man. And so when that happens, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is your mechanical modes of transport, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had given you the ability, the brains, Allah had given you the different materials to manufacture it. So at that time, remember Allah, ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ Then remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you be seated on it and when you are on the backs of it. وَتَقُولُوا And say, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ Glory be to that Allah, glory be to that being that had subjugated this animal or this conveyance to us, وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ And we would have never been in control of it if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not desired it. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ So when we are on this journey in this material world, we should remember that one very important journey, that one single journey that we are all going to go through, and that is the journey of the hereafter. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ And we are going to return to our Lord, we are going to return to our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each time we travel, we should realize that how we travel from one place to another, we are going to travel from one realm to another. And we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite this ayat, this dua, at the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would embark on a journey. وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا But with all these ni'mats of Allah, if we remove all these ni'mats, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the comfort of this earth, if Allah takes away the waters from this earth, if Allah takes away the modes of transport from this earth, what is insan? Totally helpless. But Allah says, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا That man has made from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala servants, juz, actually means a portion, and here it refers to offspring, that man has attributed offsprings to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Innal insana lakafurun mubin. Certainly man is openly, evidently ungrateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that one Allah, that one Qudrat, that one power that has given us all this, yet we are ungrateful to Allah, and we do it so openly that it is obviously an unforgivable sin. But if man makes tawbah, turns to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet will forgive. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.